There we go. We're all about putting a little spring in your step, a little tap in your toe, a little smile on your face, a little sparkle on in your eye right here at Rosie on the House. We're talking about trying to get all you Arizona homeowners stop wasting money trying to save money on your electric bill. Well, we've got with me here Mr. Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems, and we'll get to a lot of information between 9 and 11 o'clock. He's going to stick with us for the whole show. But, Steve, should people want to try and get a hold of you or your firm, the number,
602-799-5656.
602-799-5656. You're going to ask them when they call to have their utility bill handy. That kind of helps in the conversation.
It really does, yes.
Now, if any of you want to call Steve, he's like Karnak. You can tell him the size of your house, the vintage of your house, the lot orientation of your house, the number of people in the house, and he'll be able to and he'll be able to tell you within about 5% what your utility bill is. That's all the information he knows. Go ahead and call 888-767-4348. That'll put you in touch with us and put Steve to the test. He's absolutely incredible. And then he's going to tell you how much your bill should be, how much it could be. And then if he sees your bill, he's going to be able to tell you more things about you that you can't. It's scary when he reads a utility bill. Oh, well, it looks like you probably have about a 1,300 square foot house, no swimming pool, one person living in it. Or oh, it looks like you have 4,000 square feet, a family of eight, two swimming pools, a golf course.
Two water heaters.
He can tell you all of that just by looking at your utility bill. But right now, I want to interrupt our conversation, and I want to bring in Pat from Scottsdale, because she, I think it's a she, Pat, Miss Pat or Mr. Pat?
No, it's Miss Pat, Mrs. Pat.
All right. Miss Pat talking to Mr. Rosie and Steve. She has a question about air conditioning, and you're going to be a great help in answering this question.
Yes,
go ahead, Pat.
I need your help, Rosie, because when my husband and I retired here 15 years ago, we've used your services and your advice ever since. So thank you so much.
That's why we're here, Pat.
Well, thank you. Our question is regarding our air conditioner. It's 15 years old. But we maintain it every year with a service call with one of your people. And we have a new condenser and a new fan molder put in the past 3 years. And our maintenance this year, we didn't need anything. So we have a 5-ton now, and the house is about 1,950 square feet with 10-foot ceilings. And we're in a quandary. We probably won't be in the house more than 5 to 8 years because of our age. And so we're wondering, do we need a new one? They've told us we need a 4-ton or a 5-ton, and is tonnage more important than SEER? So okay. We're just really confused and need your help.
Man, she has set this up for us just perfect. I'm going to get up on my soapbox here, and I'm going to go on for hours. Well, I could. Here we go.
I hear Rocky in the background.
Yeah, there you go. Pat, your situation is so comparable to so many other homeowners. The fact that you're using a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor, I know no one has taken advantage of you to this point.
Correct.
I want to ask you a few more questions. 1,950 square feet,
yes.
5 tons, 2 people living in the house.
Yes.
What temperature do you live at in the middle of the summer?
78, 79 we're comfortable at.
Okay. And the house is how old?
About 15 years.
Okay. Have we done any window upgrading or insulation upgrading or anything like that?
No, but I really know we have good windows compared to my other houses I've lived in. This house is well insulated.
And do we have a swimming pool?
No.
Okay. Steve, you want to take an estimate of what her high summer cooling bills probably run?
Well, I've also got to ask, do you have natural gas to the property?
Good point.
Yes.
And
but
it's
we're
on
really concerned about is, do we replace it?
I know we're asking you a lot of questions, but
that's okay.
We're getting there. Your natural gas is for your water heater and your cooking?
Electric cooking gas is for the water heater and the dryer and the furnace.
Gas furnace, okay.
Yeah. So in the summer, you're seeing high bills of 253?
No, our average in the summer is about $200. The highest it's ever been is $250.
And are you on an equalizer plan, or you pay
yeah,
what
we're
you
that, can? We're that 9 a.m., 9 p.m. with APS.
Okay.
And I stick to it very religiously.
You must.
Yeah. You must, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're getting that $200 bill.
Okay. So your question was, I'm in the house with a unit that's currently doing its job, it's keeping me comfortable, and I'm paying a maximum bill of $200 a month. I have to tell you, there is no economic reason for you to replace your air conditioner. You will have no return on investment.
True. We won't be here that long, I know.
Yeah.
If our health is good, we'll probably be here 5 to 8 years, because we're in our mid-70s now, so... But we just didn't know, and they quoted us 4-ton and 5-ton and different SEER, and I didn't know if the SEER is more important than the tonnage or...
Okay. Let me finish this segment here by just... I'm going to put you on hold, but you're still going to be able to hear the conversation. I'm going to talk a little bit about SEER versus tonnage. And this goes out not just to Pat. Now I'm talking to all Arizona homeowners. If you're in need of an air conditioning replacement and someone is quoting you over the phone and they ask you, what do you have? I have a 5-ton. Well, to replace that with a 5-ton, it's going to be X. That is not the air conditioning company you want. You want an air conditioning company that is going to come out and do a complete BTU load analysis of your home. That's called a manual J calculation. And I'm telling you, I'll stake my reputation on it, that if every home in Arizona that has had an air conditioner mounted to it in the last 30 years has too much air conditioning. And Pat, you could easily drop to a 4-ton with the new high efficiency units. The problem with air conditioners, they buy them too big, they turn off and on so much, they cost a lot of money to run and to maintain. You want a little bitty unit coming on, running a real long time. More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. Give us a ring. Love to talk to you this morning.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.